You know, that happened with Joseph. A lot of people in Joseph's situation would have got bitter. Wouldn't they? Your own family want to kill you. Your own brothers. And they finally decide, oh, here's a better deal. Sell him. Ain't no need in just killing him. You know, make no money. We'll sell him and make some money. Sold him into slavery. Like a cow. You could get bitter. He's young. He's got a promise in life in front of him. Now it's all gone. It's over. Ain't no college. Ain't no career with dad. Ain't no nice clothes and chariots. And you belong to somebody. You do what they tell you from the time your eyes open to the time you lay down. But he didn't let it get to him. He kept the victory. He believed God. God prospered the man as a slave. And he had so much success that his owner turned over his whole business to him. And he's running it. And the Bible said he was a prosperous man. He was. Even though he was a slave. People saw him when he came to town doing Potiphar's business. And they said, man, who is that? That's Potiphar's slave. No way. They thought, what business does he own? Who is he? Because he didn't let it get him down. He didn't get to looking at the offense and get bitter. And then Potiphar's wife lied on him. Not only is he a slave now, he's in jail. In the worst place. And read it. When they put the king's baker in there and the king's cupbearer, the Bible tells us they turned the jail over to Joseph. And let him run it. Isn't that amazing? Because of what was in his life and what was on him. But you can tell so much about how he's dealing with things. He comes in and sees the baker and the cupbearer. And he said, this is a Keith Moore paraphrase. Now go read it for yourself. He said, what's wrong, boys? Why are y'all so down? They could have said, because we're in a dungeon? Maybe. Because we ain't had a decent meal in a month? Because they're talking about killing us? Even there, he wouldn't look at it. He wouldn't look at the concrete. Come on. He wouldn't look at the iron bars. He wouldn't look at the terrible food. He wouldn't look at what he didn't have. The Psalms tells us he held on to his dream. He still believed in that dark, stinky place what God showed him as a boy, that he was going to come out on top and there was going to be glory in his life. He still believed that. You can't defeat a man like that. No matter where you put him, he won't look at it. No matter what you do to him, he won't look at it. He keeps looking to God going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing miracles in this old jail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me favor with the warden. Thank you, Lord, for giving me favor with all these people. In fact, I just claim this whole place for the Lord. You can't defeat a man like that. Makes no difference what he's in or what's around him or what's going on. Because he knows I'm still in charge of what I choose to look at. I may not be in charge of everything that's going on around me, but I am always in charge of what I look at and what I think about and what I talk about. So nobody can defeat me. Glory to God.